Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, did you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Well, welcome back to what I would consider an unofficial insanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And we've got a lot to get through today. Xander Gibb joins us in a... Sam Sorbo is going to be with us right after the break. And then, I've been talking about Warriors forever. Right? Where are the Warriors? Whether it's my Christian Warriors or just my conservative Warriors, where are you in today's fight? Get off of Facebook, get off of Twitter, get off of whatever, and get out there and do something. Make a difference. If you can't get out there, you're not good in front of people, whatever it is, you got emails you can send. Right? You can let other people in your family, your friends, your others know who you're voting for, who you're behind, what you stand for. I always say the same thing, when you're sending emails, when you send them, people open them. You do have friends. I don't care if you have five friends or 500. People are opening the emails you're sending because they want to know what you're talking about. They want to know why you're supporting who you're supporting or the cause you're supporting, if you would. So it's a big deal that we start taking back not just the party. You keep talking about we're going to take the country back. How about you take back the party first? Is this party really on your side? Is they really doing what you've called them to do? If you're, I'm thinking of my Republican friends first. I don't know if there's any saving the Democrat Party, frankly. But my Republican friends, you talk about your principles. I actually was asked to stop speaking. I was actually forced to stop speaking on a Republican circuit, if you would. Reason behind it, because my message was principle over party. Because we join these parties, whatever party it is you belong to or don't belong to, we join these parties because we feel like we're lined up with their principles, or their principles line up with ours. I'll put it that way. It's a better way of putting it. Right? You go there. Most of the time, most people belong to the Republican Party because there is a religious undertone in it. There is a God undertone to it, that they believe in traditional marriage, family marriage. They don't believe in abortion. I mean, I can go down the whole list. Fiscal responsibility, even though they haven't been very responsible in the last few times around. But the reality is that's why we belong to these parties. Well, they have gone astray. Leadership are bringing them in a different direction. Leadership has now become about power. So we need to take the party back. Not start a third, a fourth, and a fifth, and a sixth. And don't tell me we tried it. Some people say, well, we've already tried it. Don't you remember the Tea Party? No. Because the Tea Party went at it like a bulldozer. They were too far right to start to get in there. I'm not saying you don't stand on your principles. Right? Correct? But you don't go in there as a one-off. There was a fellow, I don't want to give his name because I actually like the guy. There was a fellow that we were talking about being too far right in California. He got elected because in his area there were very hardcore, patriotic, right-wing people. He was a true representation of the people around him, which is good. It's the way it's supposed to be. The problem is he wouldn't He didn't believe in the word compromise. He didn't believe in giving at all in any way, shape, manner, or form. Well, you can't get in without giving a little bit, not giving up your principles. But what hills are you willing to die on? All right? I mean, seriously. He created a caucus up in Sacramento of one. Now, where do you think that got him? Well, last year, I think it was last year, there were nine Republicans that stood strong in Sacramento and caused nine senators to cause all kinds of trouble for their legislative agenda. Nine out of like 40-some-odd. Now, how do you think that... you can make a difference, I guess is what I'm saying. But you have to have the people to do it. You have to have the people willing to stand up. What's really funny, to prove our point at times, is here in California, I don't know about other states, you can tell whose terms are up. They won't be able to run again because they are now so bold. They're saying things they wouldn't have said before the last election. But see, they can't run again. They're done, for all intents and purposes, in California politics. Anyway, I'm saying all that to say, look, get into your party, right? In your little local area, get on the school board, get on the water board, get on the city council. Take it back from them. And that's where you start. As you move up through the state, through the federal levels, there's the local county. You know, in our area, they got Los Angeles County Republicans. You get elected to those boards as well. Get elected to those boards. Get on those boards. Seriously, that's how you make the change. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I wasn't even going to go down that road. I don't even know how I got there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562 before I go to Sam Sorbo. Hey, look, our hearts and prayers go out to the Atlanta shooting suspect's family. You know, look. Robert Long, I guess, went on a shooting spree in Atlanta. He went to some massage parlors and killed some people. And, you know, our prayers go out to those people, their families. But, you know, again, some of you will write and say, well, what good do prayers do? Well, look, if you don't believe in a God, then prayers don't do any good. They're just words, right? But you're the same people that say, hey, send good vibes in their direction. What the heck is that? No different than me praying to God. But there's understanding there. There has to be. There has to be an understanding. This guy had issues. People around him knew he had issues. I mean, he killed eight people in several different spa locations. The man had issues. So our hearts and prayers go out to those people and their families. Give them some space. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The thoughts about to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying televisions.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You're part of the problem if you're not part of the solution, and you're part of the problem if you don't have the information. Many of you send me emails, or I see you posting stuff on, you already know this is a pet peeve of mine. You put stuff on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, and then going, oh my God, that was debunked like 2 weeks ago. So just do your homework. If you really want to make a difference, if you really want to make some inroads, you really want to make sure that you've got the real information. See that? See how I did that? The real information here on the real side. But let me bring out my guest. Always have a good time when he's on the show with me. Live from almost a jolly old England, Xander Gibb joins me. Xander, what's it like there?
It's warm. It's 52 degrees, which is warm for England.
Hey, I'm going to get your heart pumping early. Did you hear that? You ready for this? De Blasio is thinking about running for governor. Because he's done such a great job in New York City.
Really? So where does Cuomo think he's going?
Oh, because they're fighting now. They're having a little, word war. But I don't know where Cuomo's going to go. I mean, I'd say he's going to go back into the mafia, but he's not a mafia guy. He's a wannabe mafia guy, And his brother, truly, the great name they gave him is Fredo. I mean, that was perfect for him, don't you think?
Yeah, he hates that as well. Did you see when that kid stopped him in the street and called him Fredo? And he kind of went to town on him. But, it was a kid, for heaven's sake. Yeah. I mean,
no, they have
no
borders.
Get a grip.
No boundary, which is amazing.
Exactly.
All right, so I hear the Queen is quite upset that the Markle was treated so terribly at the castle. Come on, after everything you've heard now and some of the other stuff you've heard, do you really believe that she was treated that poorly, honestly?
I think with something she was treated poorly, but it was mostly of her own making. But after our last conversation, I have a new theory now.
Ooh.
That this... Hear. Sorry?
I said, let me hear. I'm all ears.
Okay, well... It appears to me that interview, that the palace were actually in on it, because you think about what that has stopped us talking about. It stopped us talking about Prince Andrew's involvement with, the island and, not Fantasy Island, but, the Epstein Island. So,
right.
it's a distraction from that, because everyone stopped talking about that. Now, and I think that there was an element of that, and that's their way back in to the fold.
Interesting. Well, we'll see if that plays out. I don't understand all of this. I know that in my arena, if you talk ill about the family, chances are they may not find you again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, they might, but in several pieces in various different locations.
There's that famous saying, talking about Fredo in The Godfather, where he says, you never go against the family.
Ever. The family!
La Familia is number one, And apparently, again, I just think she's a media... I won't say it, I'll use... she's a media hog. How's that?
A media bore.
Yep. No, seriously, when you think about the lack of attention that she wasn't getting, and I went over the clips again, and Prince Harry he's standing tall, he's whatever he's doing in his royal duties back there in England, and she always looked like that redheaded stepchild, kind of out off to the side and miserable, and when are they going to bring me my two scoops of ice cream kind of thing,
I think you should be very careful using the phrase redheaded stepchild with regards to Harry, because there are rumors that he's not Charles's. So I would be very clear and put in a disclaimer there. Because we can't afford the legal fees, Joe,
Well, wait a minute. Let's get this straight. Have you seen Harry's ears?
Yes, I have.
It'd be hard to say that he wasn't, the old man's. I mean, those ears are unique, you have to admit.
Well, there are rumors that his mom strayed, shall we say.
Oh, okay.
So,
with Dumbo?
Take that as you will. What?
She sleep with Dumbo? I mean...
Please don't call members of our monarchy Dumbo.
it's really funny. This week here, the cancel culture just went... I mean, somebody put them in high gear, right? And I think you heard about this. First it was Pepe Le Pew, right? I guess the cat wrote a letter saying that those advances were not warranted or wanted.
Yeah.
Right? And then Disney comes out and says, well, we're going to kind of put up a warning banner in front of shows like... what was it? Peter Pan, right? And the thing behind Peter Pan is the pirates are depicted. You ready for this one? The pirates are depicted as immigrant criminals. And so that's just unfair to the immigrants. I don't know. Doesn't history prove out or show that they were immigrants and they were pirates and they stole stuff, which would make them criminals?
Can you stop pointing out the obvious, Joe? I mean, what would be the liberal version of this? Because they call illegals now. The liberals call them undocumented Americans, which makes me so furious.
Yeah, sure.
So I suppose these would be non-criminal foreigners, or, they find some phrase for it.
Right. And, San Francisco a while back changed all the terminologies, juvenile, what was it? They were stuck in the juvenile system or they've been to jail. You now have to call them part of the system or they had all kinds of terms. I don't have the terms, but they softened everything down because they didn't want that person who had been to jail to feel bad about themselves. I'm thinking, if you've been to jail once because you made a really horrific, stupid mistake in your life, okay, maybe we could work something out with you. But if this is the 11th time I'm dragging you in with handcuffs, yeah, no.
Yeah, you're a recidivist, aren't you? Let's face it, in that situation.
Yeah, it's dumber than that. We got all these things I want to go over with you. I don't know if you know that Horton, from Horton and the Who, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that he was a white supremacist and that he had a white savior complex? Which is the first time I've heard that term. I guess I'm getting too old.
Wait. Who and the what now? I'm scratching my head again, Joe.
All right. Keep scratching, because we have to go for a break. And we come back, Xander is going to dissect this Horton issue and Horton being a white savior, which I still don't know what in God's creation that means. Be back in a few minutes.
Yes? Oh, come in, Larry. This is Mr. Montgomery. I met him a few weeks ago in New York.
Oh, how are you? You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
A what?
Well, Prada just told me about a caretaker on Black Island. A Negro woman lives in a little shack with a zombie son.
Yes, that's more voodooism. And not very pleasant. When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration will send out more funds for COVID testing to help school districts return to in-person learning. The Department of Health and Human Services announcing Wednesday that $10 billion will be sent out for schools to expand testing for teachers, staff, and students. That's on top of the $122 billion already allocated for K-12 schools in the recently passed COVID relief package. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona also said Wednesday that it's unlikely that the department will make vaccinations for teachers mandatory for reopening. And Ohio's Attorney General is suing the Biden administration over provisions in the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. Attorney General Dave Yost's suit is seeking to block a piece of the bill that restricts the state's ability to use their share of $350 billion allocated for local governments to offset tax cuts. In his filing, Yost called that provision unconstitutional, saying Congress does not have the authority to put those kinds of conditions on funding. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Give me that power. You've got it, Captain.
I need that view screen.
On screen.
On screen.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Make it so.
Engage.
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 We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. One of my favorites to have on the show, and yours too, obviously, by the amount of emails I get. Xander Gibb joins us from, Xander, I'm sorry, with all due respect, it looks, in the pictures I see, it looks more like stuffy old England than jolly old England, so. I'll just leave
apologies
it.
Apologies to, all the British listeners.
Later, but,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's all of the British listeners switching off right now, Joe. So go ahead, dude.
I was watching an old show the other night, Columbo, and he goes to England. And all the stuffy gentlemen, when they went to the gentlemen's clubs or whatever they're called there or what have you, you know. And I just thought it was quite interesting that today you couldn't make those shows because some of the innuendos that were made towards women, you know, that kind of thing. So I just thought it was just amazing. How stuffy we've got.
That and Are You Being Served, I mean.
Yeah, but that was fun. Could Benny Hill make it today?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. I mean, when I watched Benny Hill as a kid because it was a show that my dad liked. And all I remember is a dirty old man running around after scantily clad women with rather large... Yes. Protrusions, shall we say. See, I kept it PC. I'm doing good.
You did. I love it from a standpoint of look at how much pressure they put on. I mean, some of his humor was raw and rude and crude, but some of it was just slapstick, stupid, funny. You know what I mean? I don't know the guy. Absolutely. I don't know anything about him.
But, you know, as someone who has worked as a comedian, I am kind of at a loss that even humor is being censored now. Even the things that we find funny have to be censored. And I thought that humor was supposed to be all across the board.
Yep.
I mean, on social media now, I can't share something funny about a politician because it's classified as bullying. And where did that line start and end where everybody could say anything they wanted about Donald Trump, his family, his kids, you know, his youngest son even, but you cannot say anything even remotely funny. I mean, I laugh at Donald Trump jokes if they're funny. I'm sure Donald Trump would too. But... you're not allowed to joke. You know, you can't joke about AOC because it's sexist. Why is it sexist if it's funny?
You could make an Austin Powers movie today, right? I mean, think about what that was all about.
I mean, must I?
No. No. I mean, there was some, look, I'm not a real slapstick humor kind of guy, but there were some pretty funny scenes in that were not sexist. They were just funny. But there's a lot of sexist stuff in there, and it was put in there on purpose. You know, he's never come out and apologized for those movies. My God, I can't believe it.
But right? I kind of think innuendo is funny, and when you are in a certain echelon, it's what you don't say that is funny.
Yes.
Because it's down to your interpretation, isn't it?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Cause then you can look at somebody, and, you know, if you think you're going to get in trouble, say, hey, get your mind out of the gutter. That's not what I meant. All right. Horton. Horton saves the Who. Now, that was, for some of you who don't know, that was the B-side of the original Grinch movie. Remember that? When DVDs came in, well, 45s came in two sides, but DVDs always had some weird movie on the back and or as part B. Anyhow, the long and the short of it is, they now have decided that Horton Saves the Who needs to be banned because it is a stereotypical example of white supremacy because Horton perceives himself as a white savior because he went in and he saved that village of color. I mean, these people are serious.
But was he white?
He was gray. So he's a person of color.
Why does it have to be so persnickety? it has just become. Why can't we say? You know, it's. I don't know. My brain has just gone, nah, switch off, get him here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what? I talked about this in the show, didn't I? I don't know if you feel the same way I do about this, but for years, you know, and again, I'm not picking on any group in particular, but, you know, for years, you had these kids that thought communism, you know, the one-off, thought communism was better than socialism. You always had that kid that was a little off or what have you. And the parents are like, well, they'll grow out of it. Okay, well, there, you know, leave my son or daughter alone. They'll grow out of it. Don't do. It's like, no, take control of your children. And I don't mean,
right. You
know, pummel them into submission. But when they're talking about communism, come down on them hard. It's not what you think it is. Let me tell you what communism really is. Let me tell you what socialism really is and really what it does. But they were so afraid of hurting their kids' feelings. Now look at what you've turned out. Look at what's happening in this street. Look at what's going on in Portland.
I'm petrified for the next 20 years because what we're turning out, not with everybody, of course,
right. But
some of what we're turning out is not of our best. And from an attitude perspective, you know, I was raised to respect people,
even
when they were disrespectful to me. You know, I wasn't raised to go up and down the country every time something happened I didn't like and burn down stores and kill people.
Right.
But we're raising a nation of thugs. And
agreed.
You can use that.
I use it all the time.
I really don't care. Because it's true. The thing is, it's one thing to say it, but when it's true, it's true. And you can't change the truth.
No, when you see, look, when you, first of all, when you have some little, I'm going to just say it, when you have some little 16-year-old white twit yelling at a bunch of cops, black cops, and calling them racist, mommy and daddy should come down and grab them by the back of the hair and drag them home and say, are you an idiot? What is wrong with you?
What would your mother know? We know your mother listens to the show, Joe. What would she have done if you were 15, 16 years old and you'd have gone and done that?
Well, first off, I would have felt this thing hit me in the back of the head while I was there, right? And then she'd be standing over me afterward, dragging me back to the house so she could finish the job.
Right.
You know, and telling me how she didn't bring me up that way, that, you know, that's not the way you talk to a police officer. Look, I gotta tell you something. I have a personal Facebook page, and I have a radio, and I don't do anything with the radio show Facebook page anymore because they keep pulling it down. But
right. On
my personal page, you know, I come from a family, there's quite a few cops in there, and there's a few crooks sprinkled in, but I'm always putting
up
good
stuff. Tell him, what do you expect?
Ooh, that's it. Banned for life. So I put up, you know, positive things about the cops. I can't tell you how many people have sent me stuff and go, well, you've never had an experience with a police officer. You've never this. You know, you don't understand.
Oh, please.
You know what? You're talking about a small percentage, number one. And, yes, I have. But you know what? I've had more better scenarios with police officers, what I do when I'm told, and I roll down the windows at night, I put both my hands on the steering wheel, and I don't do jerky moves.
No.
You know, right? I mean, seriously.
And the thing is, it's about how you're raised, and if you're raised to respect the police. You see, there are some cops that are rude, and there are some cops that don't behave very well. But in my experience, you go through what you've got to go through, and then you complain after.
That's right.
You know, that's my. I've been pulled over before, you know, a couple of times, and I've been nice and polite, and they sent me on my way. But if I'd have got ballsy and said, "Hey, do you know who I am? I'm a big star off the radio," they'd be like, "Look at this loser. Let's give him a ticket. Let's arrest him." It is all about attitude, and I think the kids of today have got this, but it's more than entitled. It's kind of like drummed into them that they can do exactly what they please and no one can challenge them, and that concerns me. Because you know what kids of that ilk turn into?
Yeah.
They turn into adults that end up in jail.
That's right. I agree with you. I mean, again, you hear these people say, they don't have a right to ask you for your license. They don't have a right to... Why don't you shut up and you're able to fight to go home on another day? You're going to argue with two cops. You're not going to show them your license, or you're going to shove it through the little crack in the window. You know what? I've been pulled over, even in my young days when I was a jerk, probably pulled over 20, 30 times and never got beaten up, never got thrown to the ground. And don't say because I'm white, because I was a white turd for a while, you know? Anyway, when I was younger.
But Joe, that's called a rite of passage. You know, if I told you about, I've been arrested a couple of times in my youth for silly things. But you either go one way or the other, and it builds your character in one way or another. And you either learn from it and don't go down that path again, or you continue to go down that path and then blame everybody else and everything for your failures. And, you know, a lot of people won't want to hear that. Yeah, there are some individuals that are affected by their circumstance, but not every single person that gets arrested.
Nope.
Surely.
We got to go for a break. You know, got to pay for the show.
Gotta love capitalism, haven't you?
I know, I do. Come and see your host, listen to the Real Side. David Gibb will still be with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs.
Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to Rail Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I love you. I've always loved that big band music, that big sound. You know, it was always really cool. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Let me bring him back. Since I don't speak the English too good, Xander Gibb joins me, as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his time with me. And his report on how the Brits see the failings of the U.S., I mean, the consistent failings now, is just getting crazy. Hey, Xander, how you doing?
I am wonderful. Thank you very much. And I'll be even better when everything opens up again. I just want to go for lunch and see my friends and have some freedom.
Well, you know, I don't know if you caught it the other night, but apparently the Triple X pay-per-view opened up the channel to everybody. And what
darn,
I
missed it.
What I saw was something quite interesting. I saw two women having sex, or it looked like they were having sex anyway, on a 10-by-10 bed on the stage. Apparently it was lesbian sex. One entertainer came up with a big penis hanging from his neck. I don't know what that was all about, but whatever. Hey, you know. And then there was a woman. See, we're not supposed to objectify women. This is why I'm so confused. Obviously, I'm not educated enough. There was a woman in a glass bottle of some kind where she was dancing for the money that was being whisked around her in that bottle. What am I missing? I don't have enough IQ points to figure this out, apparently.
Well, I think that this ideology is that you can't objectify women, but they're allowed to objectify themselves because that's called freedom and feminism.
Oh, God.
But I still don't get that because if you say I don't want to be objectified and then you do it yourself, what is the difference?
I don't get any of this. I don't get the fact that we're having to ban Dr. Seuss books. We're having to put up warning labels on on Peter Pan and such. And yet these disgusting, immoral celebrities show up on stage, do all this crazy crap. There should be at least a warning label up there that says, you know, sexual innuendo, whatever. But no, because Hollywood, those wonderful moralists in Hollywood are telling you and I that this is perfectly okay for young people. This is what they need to see. This is what they need to... This is just crazy, Xander.
It is. And the scary thing is, you know, they want to ban Dr. Seuss and you know, children's characters. When are they going to start working on the rap lyrics? You know, they say about how bad it is to treat women badly. Yeah. I've never heard a rap song that doesn't call women the B word, that rhymes with witch. Or other expletives that are equally or more so offensive, but that's okay. Because it's art. Maybe we need to start calling these things art. Maybe we need to say that Dr. Seuss is art. You know how in the 70s and 80s they allowed kind of pictures of naked women to be painted and naked men, and it was okay that they didn't have their clothes on because it was art.
Right.
So let's start referring to all of this as art, and then they can't, they can't attack it. I mean, that Cardi B song, WAP, I'm not going to say what it stands
Thank
for
you.
Because even I find it offensive. I thought it was a sandwich, but it's not. It's something else. It's not like BLT. That's acceptable, but Winnie the Pooh isn't, you know.
Well, yeah, well, now, come on. You don't want a cartoon character running around naked. I mean, seriously, what are the kids going to
do? I know. It's disgusting. I mean, put on clothes. What next? It's, you know, running around, no pants on, eating honey. I mean, you know.
It's disgusting.
It could be a regular Saturday night at my place.
Send your cards and letters. Well, they don't send cards and letters anymore, but it's hilarious, isn't it, though?
Yeah, again, disclaimer, folks, I'm a comedian, and I'm only joking. But to get serious again,
you just broke the
concern
heart of a bunch of people, but go ahead.
I know. Yeah. I know. They thought I was serious.
Okay,
but I am tired of being told about what I can laugh at and what I can find funny. What about my freedom? There was a woman in the 70s in the UK called Mary Whitehouse, and if there were things on TV, she used to call and complain. But how about those that don't like things don't look or switch the channel? Isn't it that simple?
Wow.
In 2021.
You're suggesting we switch the channel?
Yeah.
We have that
Unless
ability?
You're listening to your show or my show, and then you should listen to the end because you might learn something.
No, it's true. Just change the channel. Don't watch. Don't listen. You know, it's that simple. But no. We have to accommodate. And you're going to... Here's the deal. We have turned these kids into real snowflakes. We now have to accommodate every single thing that happens to them or around them so that they don't feel bad. Come on,
right.
Get with the program.
Right. But I'm actually tired of explaining. I don't want to have to explain. When they can do and say what they please, why should I have to explain?
I agree. You know?
That's where we're at, Joe, in 2021. And maybe we need to just start calling ourselves liberal, because then we can do exactly what we please and say, you see, they can excuse everything. You know, if you take a Republican and a Democrat and they both do the same thing, they will find a reason for the Democrat doing it, but they will want the Republican to be crucified, and that's where we've got to in 2021. And it's kind of concerning, because I believe in equality, and the law is the law is the law, and whether you're in the United States or the United Kingdom, mate, the law is the law.
Well, you know, did you see this, what's her name, Sarah Silverman? I'm not a fan of hers in any
way. Me either.
Okay. But she came out the other day, and she did a short video. I don't know what it was, six minutes, 7 minutes. And she talked about how she was done with the elitist in her party. And she, actually, you would have thought that it was a conservative Republican speaking for a minute or two. And she just said she doesn't understand. You know, they say they stand for this, and they don't. And this is what they're doing. So it was interesting, if you want to dissect it a little bit, that somebody that far on the left is now concerned and worried that their party has moved that far to the left. Think about, well, that's a sickness, really.
Well, with someone like Sarah Silverman, I have to question her motives, and I'm sorry to do that, but I really do. Because the thing is with Sarah Silverman, she never does anything without there being an ulterior motive.
Okay, that's
and
fair,
we've seen from her behavior in the past that, you know, I mean, maybe she's got a book coming out or a new series or something like that. I mean, we all know that this is the case. With the left, and the concern is for me. I don't know. Maybe I've become an old cynic, Joe.
Ooh, but you're right about that. I mean, some of these people, even she said it. She said, you know, when it's a story or information. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, it's eerily quiet. But when. She says, you know, when she hears something from a Republican, she is immediately suspect. And the sad part about it is the same way the other way around. When a Republican hears something from a Democrat, they are immediately suspect. And we're never going to move forward until we get past that. And again, I agree with you. She might have ulterior motives for it. But even for her to say something like that, you would think the tongue would fall out of her mouth, the Sarah Silverman that you and I both know. So, but again, I'm hoping that some of these people, although I haven't seen many of them, but you've seen some of the celebrities, what do you want to say, switch sides, not necessarily become a Republican, but start to move more in a conservative fashion, don't you know?
Let's half give her the benefit of the doubt, I suppose, because, you know, let's face it, you know, when you and I first met, I was a Democrat. You know, you are allowed to change your mind. But I just find it highly sus with someone who's been just so at the forefront of all of this to actually have changed her mind, you know, kind of like, you know, so radically, as it were.
Like,
I mean, I don't think she's going to be
Alyssa Milano, right? She said she registered Republican.
Oh, please. If Alyssa Milano said it was raining, I'd have to go check, you know?
You're right.
I really would. You see, I don't want to be a hater about anybody, and the thing is, at the end of the day, what we have to do is kind of, you know, base our opinions on people of their on their previous examples, and let's face it, none of those two have ever been really right wing, you know,
unlike
in any
them,
way.
Be careful, because unlike them, when you and I don't like somebody, we don't, and not just you and I, most Republicans I know, we don't hate like they do. It is not a total chop up, chop down, get him gone. For us, it's more like, you know what, I don't like you, I don't like what you stand for, I'm not going to buy your music or watch your videos or whatever it is. They don't operate that way.
No. Oh, no, it's total out now hate, and they want you destroyed. And that kind of makes me sad. And if we, I don't know, maybe we do need to be a little bit more like them sometimes, because look where it's got them.
Oh, yeah?
It's got them to cheat their way into an election and running the United States. Yeah. Maybe we do need to be a little bit more ruthless, Joe.
Well, I think I've said it before. We need to play like they play. All right? Not illegally,
right,
but we need to play like they play. Listen, we're up against it. Tell people where to find you.
You can find me at sandergibb.com or any pizza joint south of the river.
There's
in
no good
London.
In England. Come on. Anyway, Joe will see your host. We'll be back just a little bit.
He's so disagreeable.
Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?